You're listening to SBS News.
Families have been on edge about the safety of older Australians during the coronavirus pandemic, with thousands of cases recorded in residential aged care and hundreds of deaths. In the state of Queensland alone, 89 active coronavirus outbreaks have been registered in aged care facilities, with 25 involving infected residents. But staff are also stretched, with the United Workers Union's aged care director, Carolyn Smith, reporting the Omicron variant has worsened understaffing problems in the sector.
You know, they're telling us they're tired, they're physically tired, but also there's this huge emotional burden of feeling like they've let the residents down.
Ms. Smith is concerned residents are lonely and are limited in their contact with others due to pressures facing the aged care sector.
It's really urgent. Care is being compromised. At times it's not a safe place for older Australians to be, and the federal government seems to have just dropped the ball on it.
The union is worried about a plan to allow staff who are close contacts of COVID-19 cases to continue working with vulnerable aged care residents. But Aged and Community Services Australia's Paul Sadler says allowing essential staff to offer care while wearing personal protective equipment is appropriate in the circumstances.
That is a good step. That's one of the things that the Australian Aged Care Collaboration was calling on National Cabinet to do. Obviously, we need to see the detailed document.
The Australian Aged Care Collaboration, which is made up of six peak bodies, is also pushing for priority access to PCR tests for staff. Mr. Sadler says updates to the system are justified because of serious staff shortages across residential care.
I'm hearing of anything from 10 to 30% of staff being required to be put off on the previous arrangements around close contacts and, COVID-positive tests.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison spoke after the National Cabinet meeting this week about reducing the burden of health obligations. He says the government is focused on the distribution of the aged care workforce.
We've been able to ensure that we've met all of our obligations and responsibilities for RAT tests to the aged care sector and those sectors that we're responsible for. The states are now working to acquire those tests.
Mr. Morrison says under updated rules confirmed at this week's National Cabinet, aged care workers can return to service at a quicker pace. Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says a risk-based approach is accounting for the loss of workforces in aged care and other sectors.
It's about furloughing specifically and particularly in aged care, where these are the highest risk, as we've known right from the beginning, in terms of residents of aged care. And so we have that dual responsibility of protecting oneself, but also protecting those most at risk.
He says when staff in aged care become infected, it will be important to navigate a way for them to return to work safely. But public health researcher Dr. Sarah Russell from Aged Care Matters says staffing is an ongoing issue for the industry and residents confined to their rooms are suffering.
And it is really devastating to so many families who, in many cases, they're not worried that their family member is going to die of COVID. They're more concerned that their loved one is going to die from neglect because there isn't enough staff.
And the Victorian government is strongly recommending visitors to aged care facilities take a rapid antigen test before entry. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.